MadWasp Radio.
Hey, this is Kurt, and you're listening to Power Pop Overdose right here on MadWasp Radio. Hey, this week we're going to have author, musician, and all-around good guy John Borick spend some time with us here at the Power Pop Overdose headquarters. He's got a lot going on, and he's got a lot to say, so what are we waiting for? Let's go.
It's a Power Pop Overdose.
We're here with John Borick, author, musician, raconteur, and now you can add record producer to your list of accomplishments. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, Kurt?
I am very good. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Well, whatever possessed you to produce a compilation album?
Well, I've done a few. This is actually my fourth, but I hadn't done one in quite some time. The first one I did was, oh my goodness, more than 20 years ago. I produced a tribute called Shoe Fetish, a tribute to the band Shoes, who I know you're familiar with.
Yes, which I also have Shoe Fetish.
Okay, I produced
not the fetish, the music.
You've got the music. I actually have both, because those who know me have seen my collection of more than 400 Converse sneakers. But anyway, I digress just a bit.
Yeah.
Shoe Fetish 2001. Then in 2002, I produced a bubblegum music compilation called Right to Choose, C-H-E-W-S, which was all 60s, early 70s bubblegum songs done by indie pop artists.
Yeah, wasn't that on the Not Lame album?
That was on the Not Lame label, yes. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Tommy Boyce and Bobby Hart wonder what she's doing while the monkeys are singing for Valerie. Simon says, take it down to Lulu's. You're gonna feel yummy, yummy, yummy. Yummy, yummy, yummy. Yummy, yummy, yummy. Yummy, yummy, yummy. Give me more, more, more of that bubblegum music. Makes me feel so good. You know I never wanna lose it. Let me dance, dance, dance. The Grateful Dead just leave me cold. And Herbie Alpert makes me feel too old. I can groove to the rhythm and blues. But if I had to choose, if I had to choose, if I had to choose. Yeah, 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 yeah. More, more, more of that bubblegum music makes me feel so good. You know I never wanna lose it. Let me dance, dance, dance.
In 2015, I first connected with Spider Pop and co-produced Beyond Belief, a tribute to Elvis Costello, which was a mammoth three-disc set, 50 tracks. I don't know what possessed me, but it will never possess me again to have that many tracks on a compilation.
I don't want to kiss you. I don't want to touch. I don't want to see you because I don't miss you that much. I'm not a telephone. I told you that we were just good friends. But when I hold you like I hold that fake lock in my hands, there's no action. He's got everything you need. It's a shame that you didn't bring them. I'm not a telephone junkie. If I'm serving my coins, I'm doing just fine. The things in my head, I've heard my mind. Think about the way things used to be. Knowing you were with them was driving me crazy. Sometimes I phone you when I know you're not lonely. But I was disconnected in time. There's no action, there's no action, there's no action, there's no action. Cause every time I phone you, I just wanna put you. Every time I phone you, I just wanna put you. Every time I phone you, I just wanna put you down.
And now this new one, We All Shine On, celebrating the music of 1970, also on Spider Pop Records.
Ah, fantastic. Why did you choose 1970?
Well, this was originally supposed to be released in 2020, but that darn old pandemic that threw everybody for a loop, of course, threw this release for a loop, and everything sort of got pushed back. the recording, and then everything sort of snowballed. So, and then we added some new participants, and we just decided to wait till the time was right, and that was 2022.
Right, and you are also prominently featured. Yeah, I think you've, what, four tracks with four different bands that you're on, right?
Well, I tried to hide it by using pseudonyms, but I believe I'm actually on five tracks. No, I'm sorry, because it's way too many. But you know what? No one should pay attention to the drummer unless they screw something up really badly. Unless you're Keith Moon. Yes, I am on several, a handful, let's say, of tracks on this album.
One of my favorite bands that use electrics. I love it. And you guys did the track Loose.
Oh, that was so much fun. That's, that's Victor Irwin's band. Back in the day, he had the used electrics. I think, I want to say it was Houston, Texas, originally, where they played back in the late 70s, early 80s, maybe. And then he sort of revived the band and, you know, released a CD on Spider Pop called For Johnny, which was his tribute to Johnny Thunders. And then, you know, we go out there every July, myself and some friends, Spider Pop folks are gracious enough to invite us. Dave Boogeyman Kaufman and Steve Schnee and Mike Lidskin. You know, we go out and hang out, eat way too much barbecue, listen to way too much music, and they have a show called The 60 every year because for the past 5 or 6 years, somebody in the group was turning 60 years old. So it's this big party, and a lot of people come, and they've turned it into a concert. So we, as you know, we do all the punk covers. We do the Stooges, of course, the Clash, Ramones. It's great to share a stage with Vic and all the other guys, but just the pure joy of playing that music and seeing Victor just up there having the time of his life. He's one of my best friends. He's such a good guy. Mm-hmm. And so much fun just playing that loud, fast rock and roll. And, you know, being a man who is 60 years old, I finish the set. And instead of coming up and saying, well, that was a good set, people come up to me and say, wow, are you okay? Because I look like I'm about to keel over. One of my trips back there, we recorded Loose for this compilation, and Victor said, this has to close the compilation. It has to be the last track. And whenever Victor says something, I listen. And so Loose is track number 22 on this new compilation.
Don't forget, you can now download the Mad Wasp app and listen to your favorite station at the push of a button. iOS users, download from the Apple Store, iTunes.apple.com, and search for Mad Wasp Radio. For you Android users, download the app from the Mad Wasp Radio website, madwaspradio.com powerpop.com/apps.
You're also involved with the Armoires.
Yes.
And they did Yellow River, which is one of my favorite songs.
Yeah, you know, that's really a great tune. And, you know, I heard it on the radio growing up, of course. And I am the drummer for the Armoires. I've been with them since, I think, 2019. It's been 3 years now. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't seem like 3 years because two of the years were basically not being able to go out and play.
Yeah.
But the cool thing about us doing Yellow River, you know, I approached Rex and Christina about us, you know, us being the Armoires, being a part of the project. And they said, well, yeah, but we, you know, what song would you suggest? And one of the ones I suggested was Yellow River, because I thought that Larissa Balbenko's viola would really be a nice touch on this particular song, which it is. Little did I know that when Rex's father was younger, he performed in a cover band, and one of the songs they performed regularly was Yellow River, which I had no idea until Rex told. I don't think Rex had any idea until his dad told him. And so at the very end of this track, as it fades out, you can hear this sort of deep voice sort of booming, Yellow River, and that's Rex's dad. So he actually appears on the track, along with Rex, of course, and the rest of the Armoires, and Rex's daughter, I believe, plays bass on this one.
You guys have anything new coming for the Armoires?
You know, it's funny you should mention that. Yes, we have begun demoing our new record, and hopefully 2023 is what we're looking at. I was just up there with the band on Sunday, and we've been running through a bunch of new songs. Rex and Christina did some songwriting demos, and the rest of the band, we're sort of fleshing them out and figuring out our parts, and I'm very excited about it because, you know, speaking completely, you know, I'm well, sort of completely unbiased. I think it's the best batch of songs that they've ever written, and I'm excited to be a part of it.
You got big names on here. Mitch Easter.
Yeah,
you
know,
that guy out?
Well, you know, it's funny because I find that, you know, a lot of people don't even approach certain people because they think, oh, there's no way they'd want to appear on my little CD. But I figured it never hurts to ask. It also never hurts to ask people who own their own studios, because they're more likely to be able to do something. And especially now with, you know, with a lot of stuff being recorded at home and sounding like it was recorded in a, you know, super expensive studio. You know, I have no qualms about asking people, because the worst they can say is no. I've had the good fortune of meeting Mitch a couple of times, and he actually contributed a track to my the Bubblegum Music compilation. He did a version of Gimme Gimme Good Lovin' by the Crazy Elephant. Ooh. He said yes, which was really cool. There's a few people who said no, you know, didn't have the time or didn't have the wherewithal to be able to get it done. But right. Yeah, Mitch was one of them who said yes, and I'm so grateful to have him on.
You also have, like we were just talking about, Mitch Easter. He did Didn't I Blow Your Mind This Time?
Yeah.
What a great track, right? And followed up by Everything is Beautiful, you know, the great Ray Stevens song. And then, of course, you have Lanny doing Walk a Mile in My Shoes, which kind of hit that country vibe there a little bit.
And, yeah, that was one of the songs. You know, people either chose their own songs or asked me what songs I would like them to do, or ask me to suggest a group of songs and they would pick. So Walk a Mile in My Shoes is one I suggested to Lanny because I thought it'd be perfect for him. And I think it was. He did an amazing job.
Walk If I could be you and you could be me for just 1 hour, if we could find a way to get inside each other's mind, if you could see yourself through my eyes instead of your ego, I believe you'd be surprised to see we've all been blind. So walk a mile in my shoes. Walk a mile in my shoes. Yeah, before you abuse, criticize and accuse. Walk a mile in my shoes. Now your whole world you see around you is just a reflection, and the law of karma say you're gonna reap just want to show. And so unless you live the life of total perfection, yeah, you better be careful of every stone that you may throw.
Doing everything is beautiful. That just fits like a hand in a glove also. And
right.
He kept the sort of prayerful vibe of the song, but added this really cool sort of percussive element throughout. And it's almost like world music, and it's really, really cool. It's unlike anything else on this collection. And, you know, I really think it's great.
Jesus loves the little children.
Sun. so blind as he who will not see. We must not close our mind, but let our thoughts be free. For every hour that passes by, we know the world gets a little bit older. It's time to realize the beauty lies in the eyes of the beholder. Everything is beautiful in its own way. Like a starry summer night or snow-covered winter's day. And everybody's beautiful in their own way. Under God's heaven, the world's gonna find a way. We shouldn't care about the length of his hair or the color of his skin. Don't worry about what shows from without, but the love that lives within. And we're gonna get it all together now. Everything is gonna work out just fine. Take a little time to look on the good side, my friend, and straighten it out in your mind. Everything is beautiful. Every summer night, a snow-covered winter's day. And everybody's beautiful in their own way. Under God's heaven, the world's gonna find a way.
Yeah.
Everybody's beautiful in their own way.
And, you know, going back to your initial question, what made me want to do a compilation? Well, you know, I hadn't done one in 7 years. And I thought, wow, 1970, 50 years. I started seeing things about 1970 online and in magazines and whatnot. And I thought, gosh, there was so much great music that year. I did a little research and put together a list of songs I might want to hear people do. And my list was about 70 tracks. And that was just off the top of my head. And so I thought, well, that's a good place to start, particularly since it's the beginning of the decade. And so that's how we ended up doing this in the first place. And again, was to make it a 50-year celebration of the year 1970.
I said no. smell of stale perfume. And that cigarette you're smoking, that about scares me half to death. Open up the window, let me catch my breath. Mama told me not to come. Mama told me not to come. That ain't no way to have fun, son. That ain't no way to have fun. Someone's knocking on the door. I'm looking at my girlfriend and she's done passed out on the floor. I've seen so many things I ain't never seen before. I don't know what it is, but I don't want to see no more. Mama told me not to come. Mama told me not to come. She said, that ain't the way to have fun, son. That ain't the way to have fun.
Great thing about radio back then is that there was everything. There was pop, there was rock, there was soul, there was funk, there was country, and it was all sort of mingled together. And there was no segmentation like there is now. It was just so wonderful to be able to turn on the radio and hear, I don't know, for example, James Brown followed by David Cassidy and the Partridge Family, you know, and
right.
It wasn't even a big deal. It was just like, oh, it's all music. It's all great. It's all on one on one station. And that's how we tried to sequence this, too. We tried to, you know, kind of mix things up a little. So, you know, coming to the end of the, towards the end of the CD, you have the Diamond Hands doing Lola. And then that's followed by Fresh as a Daisy, the Emmett Rhodes track that Chris Price did, which sort of takes things, you know, sort of into singer-songwriter territory. And then the Used Electrics come in and blow your face off with, you know, some Iggy Pop punk rock.
You
funny thing is, you know, we sort of, some of the songs kind of kept the original arrangement, but sort of updated the vibe and feel of the music to make it a little more powerful and a little more current. And ones that come to mind immediately to me, Sunshine by Sparkle Jets UK, Cracklin' Rosie by Brother Steve, and Love Grows Where My Rosemary Goes by the Test Pressings. Those three.
Test Pressings, right.
Yeah, those three sort of upped the power a little bit, but kept the melody intact. So people still recognize the song, but it sort of updated a little more for people who maybe want a little more oomph than they had in 1970.
CD has the ability to become an annual thing, I think. You could probably stretch it out to another decade every year. Is that a possibility or is that a thought?
I'd be all for doing subsequent years. I think some of the years of the 70s are more fruitful than others. I think you get to maybe 75 and it starts to drop off a little for a few years in terms of AM radio stuff anyway. And then, you know, 77, 78, you've got punk and new wave coming into vogue, and you've got people like Blondie and the Cars and the Ramones and Cheap Trick. So it's definitely something we could make sort of a mini franchise if we wanted to. And, you know, hopefully we'll be able to do some follow-up volumes.
There's rumors of war. Men dying and women crying. If you breathe the air, you'll die. Perhaps you'll wonder the reason why. But wait, wait, don't you worry. A new day is dawning. We'll catch the sun. And away we'll fly.
Are you ready to set my soul? Are you ready?
down the pike for John Boren?
There will be sort of a companion piece to this one coming out after the new year, and it's more 1970 tracks. Okay. And this one will actually have Instant Karma on there. You know, we sort of cribbed part of the lyrics to Instant Karma for the title of this one, We All Shine On. And a few people have said, boy, he called the thing We All Shine On, but Instant Karma isn't even on here. That was on purpose because I'm just kind of a weirdo. But
or you're like a Led Zeppelin fan and you don't put Houses of the Holy on Houses
of
the Holy.
Well, yeah, exactly. Exactly right. Yes. Yeah, the follow-up will be available on Big Stir. It's going to be a full length.
Awesome.
It'll be out after the first of the year. So more 1970 tracks because there were so many. So doing that. And then I have a book called The Beatles 100, which was released in 2021 in hardback. But it's just been released in paperback form. The hardback version sold out, which was very, very gratifying to me personally. I'm really glad that people like it. Yeah, so I'm promoting now the paperback version of the book. And now that things are opening up a little, I'm doing, you know, readings at bookstores. I'm going to be at a really cool indie bookstore in Long Beach, California with a great name. They're called Page Against the Machine, which I thought was, it's a great name for a bookstore. You know, trying to get some other things going. In the meantime, I've just written liner notes for a few Power Pop reissues, which I'm not sure I'm at liberty to talk about here yet, but I can tell you once we're done. Written some liner notes there. Just wrote a bunch of stuff on the new Beatles Revolver reissue that's come out for Goldmine magazine. So I'm still writing for Goldmine, still doing my Power Pop Plus column. Still playing drums with a bunch of different bands aside from the Armoirs, playing in a Beatles cover band, doing that, and then DJing. I have 4 DJ gigs coming up this weekend.
Cool.
And
very cool.
So, yeah, a lot of different stuff. Staying busy, but it's all music, and it's all fun. I love it.
It's always nice to see you. You know, you're always very kind whenever we meet, and I do appreciate that.
Oh, well, it's always great to see you, and I really appreciate all that you do.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time and talking with me. I know you're a busy guy. Thank you very much.
Oh, always great talking to you, Kurt, whether it's, you know, on Instant Messenger or, you know, being lucky enough to see you in person and say hello. And no, I really appreciate you asking me to have the chat. And
absolutely. I'm glad that you could find the time. I really do appreciate it.
Mad Wasp Radio relies on listener support to help keep us going. So if you have a moment, please visit the donate page on our website, madwaspradio.com, and give us a few pennies.
Hey, I'd like to thank John for joining us this week on Power Pop Overdose. It was really a blast talking to him. If you want to get in touch with us over here at Power Pop Overdose, feel free to email us at powerpopoverdose@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. Did you know we got a Facebook group? Head on over to Facebook, go to the Facebook group Power Pop Overdose, leave a like or comment, and let us know you're there. If you got a couple extra bucks, why not donate it to Mad Wasp Radio? That's how we keep great content like this going. Head on over to madwaspradio.com, hit the donate button, and you're in like Flynn. And as usual, thanks to Jeff Shelton for the terrific Power Pop Overdose theme song. I've got time for one more track this week. And of course, I'm going to pull it off of John Borak's We All Shine On compilation. The name of this track is Indiana Wants Me from the late, great Bobby Sutliff. Thanks again for listening to Power Pop Overdose, and I'll catch you again next week. See ya.
Radio.